Have you ever stopped to think how lucky we are that we get to enjoy the pleasure of eating every single day? So then why do we actually make the whole process of eating something that we often feel guilty about? Food can actually be like foreplay, and that's what I'm talking about in this interview today with Melissa Lane, who is an integrative nutrition health coach. She shares some wonderful ways that we can actually get pleasure out of eating, how we can bring our senses on board to make the whole process so much more nourishing and nurturing and just fun. So whether this is your first time here or you've been here before, welcome. I'm Lisa Welsh. This is In Bed with Lisa, and you're in the right place for conversations that are going to help you to access more pleasure in your life and have more fun in bed, because life is too short for mediocre sex. Now, if that sounds like something that you're interested in, then why not go ahead, like and subscribe, rate and review to make sure that you get the next installment and to help me to spread this word to as many people as possible. Without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation. Welcome back to In Bed with Lisa. And today I'm excited to be sharing part two of the conversation with Melissa Lane. She is a good friend of mine, and she is also an integrative nutrition health coach who I love following on social media. She always shares the most delicious food set up in the most delicious way, in the most like peaceful environment that I just want to like dive into the picture and grab a taste of. So welcome, Melissa. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited about today's discussion and just getting into this whole thing again, because I think it was so powerful the first time that we spoke.
Yes, I completely agree. And this is something that's really close to my heart. Okay. I want to know today, Melissa, how can we make eating more pleasurable? Because from where I'm standing, I've like tried to get out of this whole disordered eating thing, but I still sometimes feel guilty about what I eat. I feel like ashamed, and I definitely used to hide food, like sneak it and eat it secretly. Like, that's not very pleasurable. What can we do to make eating pleasurable? Because it is a pleasure. I mean, yeah, how can we, like, not only the enjoyment of the taste, but how can we get away from the guilt and all of that? Go, tell all your wisdom.
It's such a big question, because as you're explaining it and as you're asking the question, I get these flashes of my life before I healed my relationship with food and even afterwards. I always love the quote by Dr. Shefali, where she says, "We don't live life, we live patterns." So we need to look at the patterns that we're living to understand why we're just repeating them, repeating them. I always think as adults, we think that we're making our own conscious choices. We're not. So many of us are just falling into the choices that have been made for us by our parents and their parents and society at large and religious leaders and whatever fad is in at that time. And we think that we're living consciously, and we think we're making our own decisions. And you might be thinking, what the hell does that have to do with food and healing your relationship with food? Everything, because diet culture seeps into that. Diet culture permeates that, and it really determines the way that you look at food, and it determines the way that you'll enjoy it, and it determines the way that you look at your body and interpret the world around you. So if you grew up in a household where people ate food for enjoyment, and they ate food whenever they liked, like kids. Have you seen kids, the freedom that they have with food? If they want a piece of chocolate, they'll ask for it. If they want an apple, they'll enjoy the apple. They might not finish the apple, they'll just leave the rest. If they had a really big day running around, they'll eat more and they'll be more thirsty, and they'll ask for cool drink because they know that they need some energy so that they can enjoy life even more. And the enthusiasm with which they can eat, and the absolute determination of, I'm not hungry, I'm not going to eat now. You can try and force me, but I don't want to eat. It's amazing to look at. And I always think that's where a lot of our patterns started, between the age of 0 and 7, when our subconscious mind was really open. We were in the theta state, so we were really open and receptive to all the messaging. And we've got these key players in our lives, whether it was our parents or whether it was siblings. We make them up ourselves, these people that really determine the way that we, and we always listen to what they say, but we observe them and we observe how they interact with the world and we adopt that for ourselves. So they might say you need to eat your food, but mom is sitting there with like a salad plate size food or not eating that night because she's got an event coming up and she wants to be smaller. So she might tell you to eat your plate of food, but you observe that she doesn't. And she looks just like you. She might have gone for plastic surgery to change her shape and you come out her daughter and you look exactly like her. And you ask her if you're beautiful because you don't feel that way, because she changed how she looked. But how can she tell you that you're beautiful? It's subtle things like that that really start creating these patterns. So we've got these patterns of eating, and some households enjoy food and it's part of their culture and it's part of connection. And other households, there might not have been food. So there was always a lot of fighting in regards to food because there might just not have been resources to even buy the food. And food was a secondary thing and we don't celebrate with food and you don't think of food. And then you might have been in a household where people really are strict around food. And they use it as a social status. They criticize people on television and people in their lives being bigger or smaller than they deem the correct size to be. All of this stems from diet culture. None of us made a conscious decision to feel that way.
Yeah.
So when we grow up, we just live patterns. We don't live life. And we'll fall into these patterns of everything that we observed as kids. And we'll think, why do I lack willpower? Why do I have an issue with food? Why can't I enjoy this pizza in front of me? I've been good all week. We'll use these words that are not even our own, that we've just learned. And it'll make life smaller for us. And it'll make our decisions smaller. And it'll make our choices smaller. And it'll make the way that we feel about ourselves smaller. Because we're giving away our power, we're giving away our sovereignty, we're giving all of that power over to these patterns that we're living. So when we understand that, we can understand why we might do something like hide food. And then if you're the person that hides food and just binges when no one's around, you'll do that with pleasure in every area of your life. You'll do that with your money. You'll do that with your sex life. You'll do that with your relationships. You'll do that with everything because your subconscious pattern says, I am not worthy of just enjoying pleasure whenever. I have to sneak around to get it.
Yeah.
And it's only a little bit at a time that I can enjoy it. It's not something that is deemed fit for every day of my life. And you'll see that play out in every area. That's why integrative nutrition is so important, integrating all aspects, because when you see those things in your life, you'll see that pattern plays out in every area of your life. So let's say something like food. Let's say every single time, and I promised you this, I'm a health coach for a couple of years now, and I struggled with disordered eating for most of my life, and I came from a really toxic home environment. When it comes to eating food, I think about 90% of us are in a bad vibration while we're eating. We are worried about something. Is this going to make me fat? What are the calories in this? Is this going to be healthy for me? Is there chemicals in this? Is it organic enough? What if it's not gluten-free? What if it is gluten-free? All of those things. We are in such a bad state when we're eating because of this thing called diet culture, because of these patterns. So already, we're in a negative state before we even touch the food. Already we're thinking about things that have got nothing to do with that food because that food is neutral. Okay. It can be beneficial for you. It can be not beneficial for you, but it's a neutral event that you give meaning to. So the first thing I always tell people is, what is your vibration? What is your state of being, your emotions, your thoughts, your feeling in your body before you even sit down to eat that food? Because you will have charged yourself up so much that before you even take a bite of that food, you're already going to be in a negative state.
Yeah.
So be aware, step into that awareness. Why am I eating this food now? How do I feel about the choice that I'm making? Is this the path of least resistance for me? Am I eating something that is not very emotional for me at this moment? It's a great place to start when you heal your relationship with food. Because we usually want to go from guilt and shame to joy and appreciation. It's too far to jump. Just go back to neutral at first, right? And then secondly, are you present in that moment? Are you running around? Are you in the car? Are you just grabbing something because you are hungry? Are you actually eating out of emotions? You were emotionally triggered and you know that it's going to give you that comfort and sensation in your stomach. It's going to release happy hormones for a short while. The sugar might make you feel good. Or do you just like ingesting? Because as a child, when you were crying, your parent might have said, "Come, no, 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 don't cry. I'll give you a cookie. Come here. I'll give you something to eat. I'll give you a treat. Just please don't show big emotions in front of me." So anytime big emotions show up, you think, I need to feel that comfort in my belly because I don't know how to deal with big emotions. So it's a child coming through again. It's your inner child running the show, not you. So need to be aware before you eat. You need to be present about why you are eating at that moment. Why am I drinking this? Why am I eating? Do I want energy? Do I want comfort? Nothing's wrong with wanting comfort. Sometimes I still eat for comfort, but I don't give my power away to that food. I'm aware. Thirdly, being present with the food. How many of you in this moment can actually take a bite of a fruit and savor it? Can really tell me what you're tasting, what you're smelling, how that skin feels on your hands. Let's say a peach. If you bite into that peach, do you taste the sweetness? Do you feel the juice dripping down your chin? Do you feel the skin on your fingers? Are you present with that? No, because we're not present in our lives. So you might just gobble down that peach and say, I feel terrible about eating this peach now because it's too high in sugar and sugar is bad and all of these things that diet culture is like just put into our minds. And then you feel guilty about it. And the more guilty you feel, the more you trigger that area in your brain that wants comfort. And the comfort that you might want is more food. And then you get stuck in that binge guilt cycle.
I love.
Trying to soothe yourself.
Yes.
So let's say for a moment, you're aware of the state that you're in. Mm-hmm. It's a neutral event. You give it meaning. It's not good or bad. It's neutral. Just be aware. Then you're aware of why you're eating. Yes. Why do I want this now? And I promise you, you're allowed to say, just because I freaking want it. That is also good enough. It's good enough, honey, because I freaking want it. Great. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, am I really like bringing in all of my senses? I'm enjoying this thing that is so prevalent on planet Earth and that we get to enjoy every day because we need it to live. How lucky are we? It's like sex. I mean, we needed to procreate. How lucky are we? You know, it's something that's so innate in us. Why do we have such a battle with this? Because it's in our nature and we're scared of our nature. Mm. We're scared of our nature. But if you just use those three things to say, I am aware, I know why I'm doing this, and I'm going to just bring in all of my senses in this moment, just in this moment. Not when I'm sending emails, just in this moment, while I'm eating this freaking sandwich that is neutral. And that I actually just tie all of my perceptions and all of my patterns into that. And I can just choose for this moment to be neutral. Just going to enjoy it. Just going to be human. Then you take back your power because we're actually scared of just being human.
Wow.
We're scared of allowing ourselves to just be that.
That was so good. I just have to say that. We are so lucky. Like, how did we get so lucky to be able to enjoy food to survive? Like, I've never thought of it that way. I really haven't. So yeah, we do get to be so lucky to eat every single day in order to be human. Wow. And when you think about that, it can help you to put into perspective the fact that, you know, when you're coming away from dieting and you kind of feel worried that you're going to eat chocolate cake for every single meal for the rest of your life, like that initial wanting chocolate cake soon dies away when you realize that you are allowed to eat for every meal for the rest of your life. You're allowed to eat.
And people don't understand that, Lisa, and it's such a great awareness that you just brought. And the best example that I always give to my clients is it's like a pendulum. When you have swung that pendulum up to one side, you're not allowed to eat that. Are you really going to eat that? Shouldn't you be on a diet? Why aren't you a size whatever, 0, 2, 4, whatever your measurement is, because everyone's is different. Wow, that has way too many calories. Wow, look at that girl. She looks so amazing. Wow, look at that actress. Wow, all of these things. You swing that pendulum up, 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 and then you deny yourself food, deny yourself food, deny yourself food, and it's going up and up and up and up. And then one day you're going to say, I cannot anymore. I cannot anymore. I need food. I don't have clarity. I'm moody all the time. I just don't feel like myself. My skin is dull. My hair is thinning out. My digestion is terrible. I don't have what I need to be a full functioning human being that feels strong and grounded and present in this world. I'm going to let go. Then what do? Do you think you're just going to go back to neutral here in the middle? No, honey, that pendulum's going to swing alikan all the way to the other side. God. And then it's like ice cream, chocolate, all of these things lying there, Netflix, popcorn, not wanting to do a thing. And then we judge ourselves. And then we start that whole cycle again. Oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, I gained a couple of pounds. Oh my goodness. My pants are a little bit tighter. Maybe they're the size that you need to be now, but let's not get into that discussion. Oh my goodness. All of these things. And then you just swing that pendulum up to the other side. So what I try and do with my clients is let that puppy swing. Let that swing. Let it go, honey. I did it for 6 months. I did a little 6 month thing where I allowed myself to eat whatever I want. I was talking to my aunt about it the other day, and I shared it with my boyfriend as well. When he met me, I was at my heaviest because I was eating whatever I wanted, and he found it fascinating. I ate everything. If I wanted ice cream for breakfast, I ate damn well ice cream for breakfast. Why? Because I didn't allow myself to do it for years, and I wasn't allowed to do it for years, and I needed to get that pendulum back to neutral. Mm. And you know what happened? The more I allowed myself, the less my body wanted it. The more I allowed myself, the more my body was like, this amount of sugar, I know. You feel weird because I was sapping back into my body.
Yeah.
This makes you feel sluggish. This gives you fatigue. This makes you feel nauseous. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, let me add in something good. Let me add in an apple. Let me add in a juice. Let me go for a mental health walk. Let me do all those things. And I allowed myself to find neutral. But you can't deprive yourselves for years and years and years and then judge yourself for swinging back the other way and just wanting to eat cake. And let me tell you, as an adult, you're allowed to buy yourself a big cake mm-hmm. for no reason, no damn birthday, no damn celebration. Go take it to your house and eat it with a fork for dinner. Why not? You're an adult. You can do whatever you want. You make the rules. You're just living out your patterns. And that's not going to ruin your health. And it's not going to mess up anything in your life. But just allow yourself that. Go buy a cake. Just for you, sit with a fork on your bed, eat your cake while you're watching Bridgerton or whatever, and just feel the power of this was my sovereign decision to enjoy food and enjoy being human in this life, but not at the cost of your health, at the cost of your food freedom.
Yes.
That's the thing. Just enjoying that food freedom.
Yes, food freedom. And the interesting thing is, when you just spoke about those three things, and the third one being bring your senses in, when you really are aware and you really are allowing yourself absolute freedom over what you're doing, you probably will find you don't want to finish that cake. Because what I just learned last week when I was in Cape Town on holiday, and I went to this beautiful garden in a wine farm called Babylon Storen, and I had my first ever guava there. And we were in a beautiful setting with the mountains and the garden, and the sun was shining, and we were allowed to choose a fruit directly from the tree. We got to touch it, feel it, pick it from the tree, smell it, look at its bright color, bite into it. It was the most delicious thing I've ever eaten. It was so good. Well, apart from the pan au chocolat afterwards, but it was absolutely wonderful because we were so in the moment. We were learning about how it grew. There was so much pleasure in it because we understood the life cycle of this fruit, how it had come to be, all of the goodness that is infused in it, all of the love that has been placed in that garden and in that tree and in that fruit. And it just elevated the whole experience of eating that fruit. I have to say, it was a real, real pleasurable moment, a highlight of the entire trip. Just that first bite was just wonderful, you know, and I didn't think at all about the sugar content of that guava.
No. And I love that, because we've got like these things that were made for human beings to consume, right? But the things that most of us are eating and the things that most of us struggle with, in inverted commas, because I don't even like that word, are the man-made things. And so many of those things are made to be overconsumed. They've got this trifecta of sugar, dairy, gluten. Your whole mind is inside glory and you just want to eat more and more and more. It's that same effect that you get when you've got a packet of chips and you're still eating it and then it's gone. But fruit and vegetables and things from the earth, where we come from, because we're still human beings, we also come from the earth. We also belong in nature. That's where our food and our sustenance does come from. When we eat that, we're satisfied in a different way.
Mm.
We're not made to overconsume the food that really works well with our bodies. So you're not going to struggle that much when it comes to having that stop button, you know, that little voice in your tummy saying, I've had enough, I feel fulfilled. Because something as simple as that guava is so fulfilling, because you are connected to its nature. Your nature is connected to its nature, but we've become so disconnected as human beings. We really think food comes in these packages that come in these aisles that are just there in a shop. That's not where your food is from. So it's so powerful. I think something that I always teach my clients, if you really want to heal your relationship with food, understand food. Understand food. Don't need to know the macros and the micros and the freaking counting all of this crap. Understand food. This food does this for your body. This is why an intelligence put this food here for you to consume. This food was made to sell more of, to have a really long shelf life. So that means something. There's something in there that might not be there for your body, because you learned with a guava, not a very long shelf life. That puppy's going to go bad. The birds are going to pick at it, you know? And then understand the reactions in your body that food has. Certain food is going to give you more energy. Certain food's going to mess up your hormones and you're going to feel terrible. Certain food is going to make you feel peaceful, and use that. It's power. Food is so useful. It can be this amazing thing that can just not even just fill your life with more pleasure, but help you reach your dreams faster. You can't hustle without your health. You can't do all those things without a really strong, clear mind, a body that's functioning well, energy when you get up in the morning, a gut that isn't bloated and feeling yucky all the time. And the food that, if you start understanding food, it'll help you with that. And secondly, make your own food. Touch it, chop it up. You choose which ingredients are going to come in. Whether it fails or not, you're part of the process. When you eat that food, it's infused with you. With love, with whatever you want. And it's powerful. Might sound a little woohoo, but I am a little woohoo. And I love that side of food. But getting that connected with your food, understanding it, this is going to drain my energy. This is going to make my blood sugar feel terrible. And then I'm going to be moody. This is going to make me very anxious. Already like anxiety. Maybe I shouldn't. This is going to make me feel calm and grounded. And I need that because I'm in my mind too much. Use that and then make it yourself.
Make
as much food yourself. It's just amazing.
Yes, it's like foreplay, isn't it? Like preparing the food.
I love that food foreplay. Oh, I'm gonna trademark that food foreplay. Do it. It's making foreplay. It, washing it, preparing it, smelling it. When you cut into that lemon, smell it. When you, I'm getting so excited.
So let me just all of this amazing wisdom that you've shared today. So we are saying you can get more pleasure out of food by allowing yourself freedom with it, by stopping restricting completely, learning to trust yourself, sitting down and really understanding why you want to eat this thing. That doesn't have to be a good reason. You just want to know why, right?
Just be aware.
be like, tune into the experience of eating. So whether that is you slow down, you're not going to be doing it sneakily, you're going to be enjoying the moment. Whatever the food is neutral. But by really tuning into what you are experiencing before, during, and after eating, and that means, is there an energy drop? Is there whatever changes there are in your body? Then you can make choices again next time. So nothing is bad or good, but by tuning in, you can get more pleasure from the experience of eating it and the experience in your body afterwards. Do you think I captured it?
I think like that is a mic drop moment. You said it better than I could. Bam, we can just summarize the entire episode in that. It's so powerful. Exactly what you said. Yes.
Food foreplay, not to be overlooked. Food foreplay. Don't
not
just
at all.
Shove it in and get it over and done with. Oh, shove it in.
That's a quote. Like, yeah. Ooh, I've got a joke now, but I shouldn't. It's true. Don't just shove it in. Enjoy the experience. People can do with that what they want.
Slow down, savor the moment, and don't just shove it in. There you go.
No.
Melissa, thank you so much for sharing this with us. It has been so helpful and just a big laugh as well. I love that, the little playful ending. But no, this is something that I know that you take really seriously, and I know that you're helping so many people with. So please let us know, how can people find you and work with you?
And people can find me online. It's so great. So on melissalane.com, they can find me on social media, Melissa Lane Wellness. I'm on all social media. Reach out. I love social media. I'm social on social media. I want to get to know you and your story and your dog's name. I'm that person. Share your journey, what's worked for you, what hasn't, and where you might be struggling, because we only heal in community. We really only heal in community. That's where the deep healing is. And it's just so great to have someone that reflects back to you where you could be or where you have been. And it's always a good thing. And then lastly, I just want to add, it is my life's work, just helping people heal their relationship with food, which is actually healing their relationship with themselves. Mm. But it's supposed to be fun. Don't sit here thinking it's a serious thing. That's why I love speaking with you. It's supposed to be fun. We can enjoy our healing journey. We can enjoy ditching diet culture. We can enjoy food. We can enjoy this life, being human, having a human nature. Mm. And just remember that. So if you ever want to work with me, I'd be honored to. We're going to have programs coming out in the second half of the year from September on. Amazing programs. I've got one-on-one coaching going at the moment. You can contact me for that. Got great packages for you where I help you really just integrate your health and wellness into your life, not a life, not the standard that people put out there that is just bullshit in any case, your life, and just really create a bigger experience of life, and then make food about 10% of that. Make how you feel about your body another 10%. You're so much more than just food and just your body. And I want to help you experience that so that you can enjoy waking up in the mornings.
Wow. I love that. I love it. What an exciting offer. Thank you, Melissa. Oh, I can just, your passion just shines through when you talk about this. It really means so much to so many people. Thank you. I know I've been helped by your work in the past. So deeply grateful for your time today. And Melissa and I would love to know what your takeaways are from this session. Do you like to show it in, or are you somebody who really slows down and savors your food? Share with us in the comments. We really want to hear from you. And Melissa, I'm just so excited to be seeing the next phase of your work and what you're going to be launching in September. Thank you again, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Lisa. An honor to be here.
That is all for today. I really hope that you enjoyed this interview. Let me know in the comments below what was your biggest takeaway. And if there's something you really want me to cover, or somebody you would love me to interview, then let me know as well. I want to hear from you. And before I go, if you would like some more free educational content to help you to have more fun in the bedroom, then head over to my website, inbedwithlisa.com/free-resources, and you can grab my free 56-page ebook called The A to Z of Fun Sex. It is full of 26 ideas that are going to make you want to cancel tonight's plans. So be warned. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I'll see you next time.